What happened the day Martin Luther King was assassinated?
So I'm working for the Council of Churches. I had an office on the third floor, and I get a phone call from one of my friends. I'm still active in CORE, but I'm at the Council of Churches, and said Martin Luther King got killed by a white man. And I was crazy for an hour, yelling and screaming. And then I called a white minister named Albert. He ran the Unitarian Church on Elmwood Avenue. Can't think. So like Public Street comes down and goes across Elmwood Avenue.
Yeah.
There was a Unitarian Church right there. I can't think the name of it. And he calmed me down. He was a white man. He calmed me down. And I said, okay, what are we going to do? And before we knew it, we were discussing going to the State House, putting together a candle vigil.
And did that happen?
Yes, it did. Okay. And I went on the radio talking about my commitment to nonviolence and the need to continue with nonviolence and the importance of supporting Dr. King's dream. And so everything I did was to push nonviolence.